from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
They're struggling continually at the plate. Here is Joe Espada with his comments about the struggles at the plate.
Giving them such a small margin for error when you're not scoring runs, I guess, how hard is it to keep asking?
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy. And, you know, we're going through that stretch where we all got to, you know, stay together, grind through this as a team, and we'll get out of this. We'll get out of this little funk.
They're going to get out of this little funk. There it
we'll
is.
We'll get out of this little funk.
The little funk right there. There's Captain Joe Espada. Putting it out there.
He put a little emphasis on that funk, didn't he?
A little funk.
Yeah, he did.
He's listening.
They got funky with the funk.
We'll get all this little funk.
A little bit of a stretch.
The funk is a living creature.
I ain't got it. What movie's that?
It's a YouTube video. Old Greg.
Oh.
All right.
I'm old Greg.
Before this is hijacked.
We'll get all this little funk.
To the funk, like George Clinton's about to start getting played here in a second from Tyler. Is going to really funk it up.
Get all this little funk.
What was it that was most disappointing to you last night in this ball game?
I mean, clearly all the strikeouts, you know, that with bases loaded in particular, and just, again, it just, never's a long time. It is hard for me to watch, and maybe this is 2024 Major League Baseball, but there is zero thought, and it don't matter who the batter is. It's top to bottom, man. There is zero thought of swinging for contact when you got bases loaded and one out, or man at second, no outs. I mean, there is just the just swinging out of your shoes, the trying to hit the ball out of the park, it is hard for me to watch, man. So when you look at Jake Myers, he just had zero chance two different times late in that ball game with bases loaded. That one chaps my hide. But you know, the struggles at the plate with the Astros are obviously a big deal here, but with that said, the Astros had a lead in the eighth and they had a lead in the tenth. And you got to find a way to win that game. You got to find a way to win that game, whether we're talking about just pitchers that just let one get away from them and just hang it up there for them to hit to the moon and back, which both guys did. You talk about needing to score more runs with runners in scoring position and move guys around the bases kind of deal. It was an unbelievably frustrating loss once again.
No, I know that there's a thought of like, all right, man, we struggled, we snuck it up, but God, come on, guys, we should be depending on Presley, get us through the eighth. I just don't know what it's going to take for Brian Abreu to secure the eighth inning. I don't know what I've been calling it from the start of the season. I know Presley's going to have to pitch at some point, but man, it feels like to me that's who should be at least facing the toughest part of the lineup. But I agree with all that. And man, they got major league players, man. There's seven guys at one point through pinch hits and everything who occupied 6 through 9. I mean, you just can't go 0-for-14 and leave 20 men on base.
Ouch. Boy, I didn't know it was that bad.
I mean, they're a total of seven guys who hit through nine. They went 0-for-14 and left 20 men on base. Jake left 6 on his own. Cabbage left 6 on his own as well.
Well, this is not good.
Well, hell, the top five hitters can't be much better.
I mean, just
I mean, there wasn't but a couple of hits. I mean,
stop being a dumpster fire.
You're talking about you have to win some close games. You have to win some low scoring close games. And when it's a division team. When it's a division team and they gift you, I mean, you scored run number 2 on an infield hit. Again, I don't know why in the hell the third baseman was playing behind the bag. He had no chance of getting Altuve at the plate. And then all of a sudden, you hit pitches. Hit batters, I'm sorry, gifted you a run. You're just gifted leads, man, and you somehow piss it away. That's frustrating.
Well, they have added a new player and a very, very young player. The Astros are calling up their number 4 prospect in their system, Zach DiZenzo. He is going to join this group, play some first base, some infield. He's only played 11 games above AA in AAA Sugar Land, but has had some success while being in Sugar Land. So, I don't know. Maybe he's in the lineup tonight. Now, that's going to be a tough lineup if I have to do the lineup.
Yeah, if Jake's not in it, you're going to do it, huh?
Zaxter.
Come on.
Zaxter.
Come on.
Zaxter. Oh, Zach Attack.
You better start doing some Googling right now.
Some Zach Attack. You know, we'll fill something out. But they're going to the well, and not really surprised. As Dana said, they may try to look at some young guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.